There's too much paint, electronics, and carpeting dumped in landfills. That message came from the main speaker, Garth Hinkle of the Minnesota Office of Environmental Assistance. He says the challenge for everyone in waste management is how to divvy up the cost of recycling or landfilling. How much responsibility should the manufacturer of a product take for disposing of a discarded item? In the case of carpeting, Hinkle says one option is using carpet squares.
Because let's say if you spill paint on a particular carpet square, you can just remove that square without having to take up all of the carpet.
The general manager of Onyx 7 Mile Creek Landfill is Mark Vinyl.
Carpeting at landfills, when we bring it in, it certainly is not the best sort of material to work with. It's difficult to compact. It's difficult to handle.
A task force member is concerned about a different waste problem. Melissa Johnson is Portage County's solid waste administrator. She says prescription drugs like antibiotics and estrogen get flushed down toilets and don't get filtered out in wastewater treatment plants. Back in the environment, Johnson says they create a hazard for aquatic plants and amphibians.
There's growing consensus that this is a problem, but how do we deal with it? Do we have take-back programs? Do we have medications that are more targeted to the individual, therefore we excrete less? Very serious problem at this point. We want to try and find solutions.
The public works director for Manitowoc County, Jeff Beyer, drove 5 hours in a snowstorm to ask the task force to recommend changes in the formula for calculating recycling grants so local governments can work together.
Because of how complex the formula is and how long it would take to make a determination, there's no incentive for them to combine, which actually may be more efficient, but nobody wants to take that chance.
And there were some frank comments from Vernon County's solid waste coordinator, Gail Free. He objects to proposed legislation that would raise the recycling solid waste tipping fee from $3 to $10.
To us, that's just another tax on Vernon County citizens. And my concern as a landfill manager is, with the fuel costs going up, we found it harder and harder to manage our accounts receivable. I mean, the haulers and all the companies are under the gun. It's tough out there. The last $3, we figured our costs were high enough, and we didn't want people to go back burn barrels and ditch dumping, so we absorbed that cost and got no more money in recycling. And we can see that happening again. So as a businessman, that scares the liver out of me.
Supporters of the proposal say it's needed to control out-of-state garbage. Minnesota's Garth Hinkle has heard that complaint before.
We're certainly concerned about that. You know, Iowa shares similar concerns. Up to this point, there's not a lot of tools available at the state level for us to dictate where waste is managed, unfortunately, because it's interstate commerce.
That's been a hot issue in western Wisconsin. So far, though, there is not a member from western or northwestern Wisconsin on the task force. The group has another year and several meetings around the state to put its recommendations together. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.